Hey, you know what I've developed, I would say within the past year?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I used to make fun of people for this, but now I have this condition.
Gayness?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I came on here this morning with the express purpose of helping your show.
Did you?
And I don't appreciate it.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
In fact, I love the feel of a good box.
Hey,
God almighty.
You can't play that out of context.
Well, what do you mean? We were gonna play it in context and let other people take it out of context.
On the Little Ticket.
All right, 7:58 on the ticket. Welcome to the emergency break of the week. We give you three wheels-off moments from this past week, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Elbert, get your popcorn ready for this one, because it may take a while. And that's just the first candidate, one Bob Sturm. They had the great Jim Nill on this week from the Dallas Stars. Bob loves hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that during the course of asking a question, he likes to tell you how much he likes hockey and go what we think is a new Bob Sturm record, 97 seconds with a question.
Wow.
Last year, after the very enjoyable year one of the Nil era, when the team made the playoffs and had those ducks on the ropes and everybody was high-fiving, last year, a step back for a number of reasons. Now, one of the things that's really intriguing is this team was the highest scoring team in the Western Conference and the second highest scoring team in the National Hockey League. But unfortunately, and you know where I'm going with this, Jim.
Not really.
The flip side, of course, is that nobody conceded more goals than, that's not true. Edmonton and Arizona conceded more, but the Stars basically scored the second most goals in the entire league. But their goal differential was one. They conceded as many as they scored, which, as any of us know, is not a great formula for making the playoffs and great success. So we all look at what are we going to do about the defense? What are we going to do about goal? We talked about in goal. You seem to be well fortified there. So the blue line, there are options. Go get veteran blue liners, which aren't available, or grow your own. We've seen this process. In fact, in some ways, it started even before you were here, and they're all growing to about that same spot now. It looks like your blue line has all sorts of young, talented, can't-miss type guys. And so you've really turned it over in the last 12 months even. So with the blue line, there's so many new faces there. How do you think it now compares with the league?
Last year this time, you know.
Wow.
And Dan had to reach over and nudge Nil, who had fallen asleep, so that he could wake up and respond.
1 minute, 37 seconds.
Okay, I've never asked this of Bob, and I should. Is he doing a bit?
What do you mean, doing a bit?
Does he do the really long question as a bit, like that's his signature?
I think
no, he's just
thorough. I think Bob has so yeah. I just think he has so much on his mind, and he wants to get it all out there sometimes. that's what you get. So that's Bob up for an e-break, and then there's one Mike Saroy.
So by the way, back to the Bob question, the abbreviated version of that question could have been, "How do you feel about your blue line this year?"
Well, right? Yes, but yeah. But you're robbing the listener of valuable context.
You could have trimmed it by 90 seconds down to 3.
Yeah, Bob can answer like 4 questions on his own, then ask another question.
Right. Well, that's not true. It was this and that. All right, way to go, Bob. We love you. And we also love Mike Saroy, who is fast becoming a lava lamp around here. Now, he and his brother do a show on Saturday, but you know what Mike Saroy does on Friday night.
The same thing he does every night, and that's drink heavily.
Yeah, Junior and Mike go back and forth on how many nights Saroy parties, and he puts it at 1.5, and you have it at 5.5,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think because of a long Friday night, you have leftovers on Saturday, and when Saroy was talking about the Pope Mobile and how awesome that would be to have a Pope Mobile, he said a very unfortunate word.
Pope facts. Okay, is that the most hipster vehicle you can have? Because there's hipsters out there with like a hearse and like an old ambulance. And I just want to out hipster the hipsters. And I want a fucking Pope
Mobile.
You get that?
What happened?
You didn't hear what I just said? You got it?
What'd you say?
Just F.
You did?
I want a blanking Pope Mobile. You got it? Are you sure?
Casual F-bomb Pope talk.
Actually, I think you killed it.
Did I? I don't even know if this button works.
Yeah, it started blinking in here before I even touched it, but I pushed just in case.
And you didn't even hear it.
No, I heard it. I jumped immediately, but you were already on top of it.
And I said, I want a blanking Pope moment.
What is wrong with you during
Dude,
Pope
look,
talk?
Dude, my hands are shaking. Boom. That was the worst. We slipped an S in before, but oh my good. I'm having a rough week, Cash.
See, what does
Dude,
that sound like?
You dropped an F-bomb during...
I cannot believe that. That's 2 weeks in a row. What did Jake drop last week, an F-bomb or an S-bomb?
Because of F. Casual okay. S-bomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had two of the mothers of cuss words casually dropped in about a week and a half on this station.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. Well, that Mike Saroy, he better just bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Did he chalk it up to a hangover?
No, but I am.
Okay.
I am chalking it up to that. And Mike Saroy's up for an e-break. And then as a treat to everyone, the Norm versus Caller confrontation. This is Greg in San Antonio who called out Brandon Whedon, and Norm got mad.
They didn't look like they were prepared to call anything different other than what they were doing yesterday, which was throw it underneath Brandon, and Brandon... The other thing is, Brandon Whedon, why do you have a backup quarterback on your roster who's afraid to be hit?
Oh,
that guy. That's
stop. Stop. Now you're getting into stupid area. Now you're getting into stupid. You're getting into stupid area.
Well, okay, but the whole point is, what was the comment that Brandon Whedon made during the comment was something like, I pray to God nothing happens to Romo.
Of course. Do you
think he wants to collect a check?
The call's getting dumber and dumber, okay? You're getting dumber and dumber here.
No, if you just listen to what I'm telling you.
Do you think Scott Tolzien is hoping that Aaron Rodgers goes down tonight so he can play? That's freaking stupid. Sorry, that's freaking stupid.
Okay, here, let me bring you another thing that sounds
By the way,
stupid.
Let me tell you, Jason Witten is praying to God Romo doesn't go down.
Well,
and Dez Bryant's praying to God and Romo goes down. There are guys in the practice squad praying to God Romo doesn't go down. That's amazing. That is just amazing.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is it appears to me while looking at Brandon on the sideline and then that one.
Oh, here's the look in the eyes again. You're getting dumber and dumber. That's it. He's finished here. My God, he's looking at the sideline. What? Remember this used to be the thing about Romo? Oh, geez. He's sitting over there and he doesn't look involved. Ever seen Tom Brady sit over there by himself at times? I have. Lots. Let me tell you something. Donovan, I'm sorry. I dominated the mic.
No, this
drives me crazy to hear some of this dumb stuff.
It's getting worked up again.
It just drives me crazy. I ask this to all of you out there. What the hell did you expect out of Brandon Whedon?
That's a good one. We hadn't had one like that in a long time.
That's great.
I'm sorry I'm dominating the mic here.
Sorry, kid. I'm sorry, pal.
It's all right. And then there's a creepy change in tone with have you looked at Tom Brady on the sideline?
I have.
And
then he screams again about Brandon Whedon. So that's pretty awesome. Bob, Saroy, or Norm? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You know, when I think about calling in to the emergency break of the week. And don't get me wrong, I've done it before, and I've had to make some very serious decisions about which person to vote for during that time. And the history of it is that Norm tends to win more than anybody else. I understand that, but when I keep going through with the thought process of who should win this week, I have to really consider the other two candidates as well, because you just don't give it to Norm on a weekly basis simply because he's Norm and every now and then he raises his voice to the caller. So you have to consider the other options, even if it's a weekend show or if it's a weekday show or if it's even on the musers in the morning, who are simply fantastic. So I'll give it to Norm.
Pretty good.
I really thought you were going to vote for Bob there for a while.
I really thought we had a Bob vote there.
That was impressive.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Forgive, I am just learning English, but you are getting into stupid area there.
Okay. The Pope voting for Norm.
That's what it's in, the Russian Pope voting for Norm.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Give me 97 seconds. I'll go through the virtues of all three.
No, we don't have time for that. I think it's a Bob vote.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
I just have a question for you fellas.
Okay.
And they vote for the Marconi. Do they actually take the number of listeners from the radio that RP1 status? But if you've got the EP2 status, is there another way we could gain a higher status than P1 if we leave the radio on, even though we're out listening? I think you fellas know where I'm going with this, right?
No, not
all right,
really.
There's a Bob vote. We can't let him
no,
go on any
how
longer.
They vote on Marconi, they roll screenless. I don't know if you know that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Uh-oh.
Mm.
Hey, ticket caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Vaginal size warm.
No, 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 no. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Well, you know what? I answered your mom's long, long question last night, but I came up short.
What?
Awful.
He's a Bob vote.
That's a Bob vote, I guess, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. It's me, it's Jamie Bentham. Back with hockey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
No energy, Jamie.
Who do you vote for there, Jamie?
I'm on vote to vote. I think Bob wins. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Jamie. We appreciate it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Want to? I'd like to vote for Vaginus Last Bonbon.
Okay, made it a little funnier that he put an accent on it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to responsibly vote for the Sea Cow. Stay hard.
Mike Soroy vote. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Hey, I want to vote for Norm.
Okay, we got you down. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to responsibly vote for Norm. I love you.
Love you.
I think she's talking to Craig.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, musers. I hope you guys never go down on each other's bottoms.
What just
was Norm, was, Norm kept saying about Romo going down? So I take it that's a Norm vote. Are we in agreement there?
Sure.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
Listen to a little bit
on the ticket.
Yeah, on the ticket.
They didn't look like they were prepared to call anything different other than what they were doing yesterday, which was throw it underneath Brandon. And Brandon, the other thing is, Brandon Whedon, why do you have a backup quarterback on your roster who's afraid to be hit?
Oh,
that guy. That's
stop. Stop. Now you're getting into stupid area. Now you're getting into stupid. You're getting into stupid area.
Well, okay, but the whole point is, what was the comment that Brandon Whedon made during the comment was something like, I pray to God nothing happens to Romo.
Of course!
I think he wants to collect a check.
The call's getting dumber and dumber, okay? You're getting dumber and dumber here.
No, if you just listen to what I'm telling you.
Do you think Scott Tolzien is hoping that Aaron Rodgers goes down tonight so he can play? That's freaking stupid. Sorry, that's freaking stupid.
Okay, here, let me bring you another thing that sounds
By the way, let me tell you, Jason Witten is praying to God Romo doesn't go down.
Well,
and Dez Bryant's praying to God and Romo goes down. There are guys in the practice squad praying to God Romo doesn't go down. That's amazing. That is just amazing.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is it appears to me while looking at Brandon on the sideline, and then that
there's the look in the eyes again. You're getting dumber and dumber. That's it. He's finished, Jer. My God, he's looking at the
laughs.
I'd like to put Jer as an accomplice on this because he is...
Me?
Yes, you kept him up and you knew that you had...
Wait, this is what I don't understand. Why does Norm instruct Jer to get rid of the caller?
Because Norm can't turn the callers off.
What? Does he punch them up?
Soroy usually does.
I don't blame him on that. I don't trust these things either.
But when Norm got mad many years ago and he goes, that's it. He
that was
punched
on the old
the Telos,
that's because
right?
We had user-friendly equipment
right.
in the studios
back when
back
we had
then.
Real equipment. Okay. Yeah. All right, how many wins is that for Norm?
77 wins for the angry man. He's 76 ahead of Cheech Marin.
Next time, Jared, leave him up even though Norm says get rid of him. Or the guy can keep going. Okay. And tell him that you don't know how to turn it off. It's screwing up.
Yeah, I don't know, Norm. It's not working. I don't know.
And another thing, Norm, is the thing about Brandon Whedon is, no, shut up!
All right.